Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm excited to let you know that my latest devotional book has just released. The Storms of Life Will Blow. It's not a matter of if, but when. That's when we need encouragement from God's Word the most. But it's hard to read a long passage, let alone remember what we've read. Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm contains 90 devotions that provide encouragement in bite-sized pieces for minds on overload. You can buy your copy wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 59:16.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 59:16. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress. I recall a particularly stressful time in ministry that left me emotionally and physically depleted. I lived for my morning quiet space with the Lord. Sitting in his presence with my Bible and journal open fed my soul. So did the songs sung in church every Sunday morning. Something about the sound of 600 voices singing praises to God lifted my spirits. I had worn weariness like a cloak, but worshiping God through music or focusing on his character in song made that cloak just fall away. David wrote the words in today's Bible verse when King Saul's jealousy toward him turned public. Soldiers had come to his house seeking to kill him, so David was forced to flee for his life. In the verses prior, he described the ambush and his enemy's evil nature. He cried out to God for intervention and to show no mercy to those wanting to end his life. David faced enemies from without and from within. We can sense despair, fear, and perhaps even a touch of panic in his voice. But his tone changed when he changed his focus, when he turned his eyes from fixing on his enemies to focusing on the character of God. You are my strength. I wait for you to rescue me, for you, O God, are my fortress. In his unfailing love, my God will stand with me. He will let me look down in triumph on all my enemies, he wrote in verses 9 and 10. Then he prayed for God to stagger his enemies with his power and bring them to their knees. He asked God to perform works against the evil ones so the whole world would know that he reigned in Israel. Then David burst into another song of praise. He began with, "As for me." We can interpret this as him saying, "Life is really difficult right now, but I'm not going to let it ruin me. I choose to stand against the power of fear. As for me, I will not be defeated." Rather than singing a song of self-pity or despair, he chose lyrics that celebrated God's power and unfailing love. considering his circumstances, I suspect David's emotions didn't feel like singing along. But he refused to let emotions control him. In the midst of a literal, life-threatening situation, he declared truth about the character of God, and that truth spoke life over him. The truths that David declared in song are timeless. Let's take a closer look at them to see how they apply to us today. First, God is powerful. Creation came into being at the sound of his voice. He speaks and storms are silenced. He commands the dead to rise and they obey. He heals the leper and makes the blind to see. He split the Red Sea so his people could pass through on dry ground. Nothing is impossible for Almighty God. No circumstances we face are too much for him to undo or redo. Second, God is filled with loving kindness. The same word used in Psalm 18:25 is translated as faithful. It says, to the faithful you show yourself faithful, and he does so to the thousandth generation of those who love him. He reveals his loving kindness to us through his goodness and mercy that follow us all the days of our lives. He clothes and feeds us, grants us wisdom, gives us direction, disciplines us when needed, and fills us with peace because he is, by nature, love. Third, God is our refuge. Some Bible versions say he is our stronghold. This implies a retreat where we hide and find shelter from the storm that blows around us. It also suggests a secure height, like a cliff or other inaccessible place. The psalmist used the same description in Psalm 62:2. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. When the enemy of our soul seeks to ambush us, we find our security in the Lord as our safe place. When David felt distressed, he looked back at times when he'd experienced the truths he declared. That's a great practice for us to incorporate. When distressing circumstances surround us, let's adopt that practice. Let's look back and recall the times we've experienced God's power and loving kindness and his shelter over us. He came to our rescue then, and he'll do it again because his nature never changes. The truths about who God is give us every reason to begin our day with a song of joy in our heart. We might be surrounded by enemies without and within, but as for us, we will not buckle to fear because God is there for us. He's powerful, filled with loving kindness, and ready to be our refuge. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the hope and encouragement your word gives us. Thank you for its stories about David, a man who loved you and left us a godly example to follow. Help us respond in times of distress as he did, by praising you and recalling your goodness and faithfulness, even in times past. Guard our hearts so we don't let emotions control us, and keep our eyes fixed on you rather than the storm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.